Ai, kia ora rā, e te iwi, e te whānau, e hakarongo mai nei, e hakatata mai nei ki tō tātou tāonga. Te reo irirangi o te hiko, te ika, iwa te kou māwhitu, iratahi, te iarere. Ai, ko te kai korero e whai ake nei, ko Felicity Foy, ai, tētahi o ngā kai kaunihera. Ai, ki te korero e pāneki, wēnei o ngā pōtitanga, 2022, no reira, tēnā koe e Felicity.
Kia ora, Joel, tēnā koe.
Again, appreciate you taking the time out to join us and have a little bit of a quick kōrero. The other week we had Casey Gannon in to give us a little bit of a touch about the local elections 2022 coming up. Can you just remind our whānau, that our listeners here at the moment, what your position is within the council?
I'm currently a Tēku ward councillor and there's three elected for the Tēku area currently. However, under the new regime, that will change slightly. I'm also the infrastructure chair of the council.
And with these elections coming up, what are some of the kind of kōrero that we could probably expect, or even some of your experiences that you can share that may help our whānau to even ensure that they enrol and vote?
Right. So the local elections traditionally haven't had that great of a turnout. I think it's less than 50%, so it'd be great to see a better turnout for voting this year. Because of the bigger changes, now there are four district-wide Māori seats, so if you on the Māori roll, you can be in one of those seats, and only the people on the Māori roll can vote for you, and only the people on the general roll can vote for those in the general seats.
And in your experience, how has it been to go through this election process now that you're a councillor? You've got quite a bit of experience, but for those that are coming in and even considering to stand, what are some of the experiences that you may be able to share right now?
I've had two terms on the council. I think the main thing for any new elected member is just to have some key outcomes that they'd like to achieve. And research that if that's a council delegation. So if the Far North District Council is the council that you're looking to stand for, is that something that the council will do? And also what those funding mechanisms might be for that, because I don't think people realise sometimes that the only way that things can be planned is if there's a line item for that in the long-term plan, which is only done every 3 years. So if you miss that opportunity, then you miss your chance until the other 3 years rolls around. And that means that things need to be planned well in advance and usually have a long legacy to be delivered. So it's important to know what you're wanting to do and where that money might come from and how that might happen within your term as an elected member, which is only a three-year term.
Yeah, and absolutely, there are always promises made, whether local elections or general elections throughout Aotearoa. And when it comes time to be able to deliver on those things, they're not as, I suppose, as easy to deliver. However, I do want to transition over to some of the changes. You did mention about the difference in numbers, the Māori wards, but also another difference this year is the voting system. What's your, have you got a little bit of a kōrero on the STV now into the FPP voting system?
Yes, so the STV voting system, that's the same as what the District Health Board has done previously. So you rank your top candidate, number one, down to the bottom candidate, being your left desired candidate. So number one would be the top person that you were seeking to be elected. I think that it'll be interesting to see the uptake of that and how that rolls out, because it can be seen as a more difficult system, and it's important for those people in that you're supporting that you give them the number one vote. So that's the STV. In terms of the Māori seats, four across the district, so this will be interesting to see what is the outcome of that, if there are four people elected from one rohe or one hapu or iwi. I think that would be interesting to see if that might be an outcome. I think it's important for people to get out and vote. When it's across the whole district like that, when you have areas of high population, that can result in unintended consequences. So if you've got a candidate in the Māori seat, I think it's really important to think about those statistics, think about those clusters of population, and think about who you might seek to stand in those four district-wide seats.
I think that's a lot of information for our whānau to consider at the moment there, Felicity. But any final kōrero, even if you would like to just continue with where you're at. Thank you.
Ka pai. I think that I would support, hopefully, people that understand the local government process. And if they don't understand that, to put some effort in before standing and putting your name out there about what those processes might be in order to come in and hit the ground running for when you're elected. I think that some of the things that people think council do, they don't. Like, they don't do cell towers, you know, they don't, the delegations of certain things are central government controlled, not local government controlled. And same thing with state highways, you know, that's central government controlled. So understanding the role of local government is important. And I would like to see some more youth standing as well. Some younger demographic would be really exciting, and also having some drive. So I really hope to see some more people putting up their hand and to see some great outcomes, maybe some new faces around that table.
Yes, that is some awesome kōrero, getting out there and getting whānau to really understand the system, as well as supporting the young youth into getting involved into our community. Wau ko iara te kōrero tū rangatira mai, tū kotahi mai, mō te ao pōpō. So thank you again for joining us and sharing your kōrero, Felicity, and all the best for the rest of your day. Tāku kia koe I tēnei wā, kia matara, kia ora.
Kia ora, ka kite.
Ai, ko Felicity Poitera, tētahi o ngā kai kaunihira i tēnei wā, i rungi i tēnei kaupapa mō ngā pōtitanga mō te kaunihira, ārā te FNDC. Ai, nō reira, kaunihira o te taitukirau ki te raki, mō te 2022, nō reira, ai, ātaruku, hohonu ki, wētahi o ngā pūnaha hou, ngā kōrero hou mō tēnei kaupapa, mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo, iriringi o te hiko te ika, i wā te kaumāwhitu, i rātahi, te iarere.